Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Michael Ward,
But I first want to say thank you to all my listeners, north and south, east and west, and the 33 countries around the globe that are tuning in. And if you wouldn't want to talk to my guest, don't be afraid. Just dial 372-589-0, correction, that's the wrong number. That's for me. Okay, y'all call this number if you want to talk to the guest, 347-945-6003. And hit the one key, and that lets me know you want me to open your mic. But before I introduce my guest, I want to say hello to Chris, my co-host. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. How are you? I'm glad to be here with you.
Yeah, well, thank you, darling. It's been a busy, busy, busy day. And without further ado, I want to tell you a little bit about our guest, man. This is when a woman boss up. This phenomenal woman, I'm telling you, is called Mrs. Sharon Champagne Terry, and she likes to be called Champagne. She is truly a boss. Some of her many accomplishments are she's a writer, screenwriter, professional model, actor, motivational speaker, producer, have her own television show, entrepreneur, and multiple published work, as I'm sure. But, you know, when a woman got to that status, she's a boss. You know, there's some knuckleheads trying to warm up to her, and we're going to get into that. A little bit about her, you know, entrepreneur stuff, but we're going to talk about those knuckleheads just trying to slide in after she did all the work. With that being said, how you doing, Champagne?
Hello, Miss Terry. How are you? It is amazing. It's been an amazing day, and I'm grateful to be here with you and Chris. So thank you guys for having me.
Anytime.
You're welcome.
And you know, Champagne, once you've been on the show, you're family. You can always come back. You can say, Terry, I want to talk about something I'm having coming up, or I'm doing this, I'm doing that, or I got a show, modeling, whatever, and we can do it. Just give me a, you know, call me up. We'll make it happen. But, you know, I'm going to get that stuff that you've accomplished so far. But before, my question is, before you became a boss, because you are truly a boss, you wear a whole lot of damn hats. I know your neck got to be like maybe to the sides. But anyway, did you have a man before you start rising to your status right now? Or did it come along later after you was already in the mix doing what you do?
Actually, I did not have a companion in the process. I'm kind of dating now, so that's such a touchy subject, but I'm very open to it.
Well, you ain't taking care of him, are you? You know,
taking care of who?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You know, to be a boss, man, you know, I mean, they take care of you, queen. That you don't be taking care of them. They got to bring something to the
table. Absolutely not. Yes, absolutely not. He has his own everything, so it's not, you know, that I am taking care of anyone. I would help, but I would never take care of a grown man. And help doesn't come in the form of finances in every relationship. I think help also comes in the areas that they need. You know, it may be just, you know, a support system. So, yeah, no way. No way.
Well, I'm glad you said that because, unfortunately, every woman out there is not a smart woman. You know, and some women, because I've met some, they feel like as long as they got a man, that's all they need to do. They want to feed that man, do everything he do. He comes around when he thinks you got money, you know, and then when it's all gone, he's off down the road somewhere else. And I talked to a female. I said, he's a bum. You know, he ain't doing, you know, sugar honey I see. You know, and he's talking about, well, do you have a man? I said, no, and if I got to take care of man, you take care of yours, I don't need the sorry ass.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Listen,
absolutely.
Folks, listen to the show. Hit the number one key. Don't be bashful. And I'll let you talk to my guest because she got something for you. But before, you know, before I finish running my mouth, Chris, I know you got a question for our queen.
Yes. Champagne, I actually got two questions because I had a question, but I wanted to ask you this one first. Do you prefer to be called an actor or an actress?
It depends. I mean, it depends on how you're elaborating on that. Either one is fine with me. They both stand for the same thing.
Okay, well, my next question is, you've done a lot of movies, so what was it like when you did your first movie? Was you nervous?
Very, very. My first movie was, I was not just nervous. I didn't know what I was doing. I was actually acting like I knew what I was doing. And
yeah.
So they say, you know, you fake it till you make it, and I actually did that. That really worked for me. But my first movie was the scene, the whole production, the staff and everything, they were really funny. It was a comedy. They were really funny, and everybody was really, you know, open and very active in helping each other. So for me, that my first, acting gig was really intriguing. It was an eye-opener to what I really thought a scene should look like when you're in production.
Okay, well, he asked those questions. I'm getting on to the other questions. Okay, once you started seeing yourself be what you wanted to be and this guy came along, did you have a problem trusting? Because, you know, it's easy to feel a little, you know, cautious when you're doing stuff, you know, and someone come along. Did that make you feel cautious, or was it hard for you to fall in love?
So the type of guy he is, it was easy for me to fall in love, but it was not easy for me to trust. He's a really great guy, but my issues of trust literally come from who I am and my past experience. But what it did do was help me to be open and understanding that I needed to heal in that area. And it had nothing to do with his behavior or anything like that. It was just that the way I felt that this guy was just the opposition, and there was nothing he was really doing to make himself the opposition, made me understand that I had trust issues. And he one day asked me, when did you find out you had trust issues? And it really dawned on me, and I was like, Who has trust issues? And it was so hilarious because I didn't realize I had trust issues. And once I really sat down, I understood that for one, my stature, for two, my past, and for three, you know, when you're maneuvering and you're working your way up in the world, you trust people and you find out that everyone can't be trusted. So I work with people that literally I trusted, and I should have never trusted them. So I look more for discernment in everything I was doing, which caused me to heal not only trust but other aspects of my life.
Well, one thing I need to say is thank God for the man that he is, because not so much as in your feel of the different things you do. A lot of women, if they're honest with themselves, we have trust issues because coming up, we want to be idealistic. We want to believe in fairy tales and rainbows and all this other stuff, and we put it all out there initially, and we get so little back, and we've been emotionally, sometimes people physically, but, you know, they get tore down, you know. And so not just you, and a lot of women have that trust factor, but because that man was a man, because everybody who is male is not a man. A lot of male persons walking around here are knuckleheads, but this guy, he didn't want nothing. You know, he was there just to comfort you, be a cushion if you needed him. And I wish there was more guys like him out there, because if I was to meet a guy right now today, I'll be like, when's it going to come out? You know, I'll be thinking, should I start an argument, see how he's going to flip, you know? but I don't want to do that because I ain't trying to have my child put their hands on me, because then we're going toe for toe, you you know, you better knock me out. Faces.
Yes,
if
yes.
I'd be like, we're going at it, you know. But I am so proud of you, young lady, because.
Thank you so much.
I mean.
I really think for me, sorry about that. Go ahead.
It takes a lot for all the things you've accomplished. I know there's been a lot of many nights you didn't get no sleep, you know. Man, how you do it, man? Are you taking that drink for $5 drink? What's it called? The one
energy drink.
Yeah,
no.
You got wings.
No. I always say, you know, I thank God that he prepared me for this time as me being a single mother of eight. I already know how to maneuver without sleep. Yes. I know how to maneuver without sleep. I know when I need to rest. I know my body. So there's certain aspects that I've already been prepared for this time. But sleep, no, sleep is not an option as much as I would like it to be. But there is times that I just don't do anything and just relax.
I don't blame you. Need to relax. You got eight children. That's a blended family, or just eight of your own?
Eight of my own.
Girl, I'm scared of you. You should be superwoman. Should be added to
Well, my children are grown. These are.
I don't know.
Okay,
but you do have callers on the line. If y'all want to talk to this phenomenal woman, hit the one key, and I will open your mic. Until then, no one can hear you because you're in mute status. But don't be bashful. If you want to talk to her, hit the one key. But on this note, Chris, we're going to ask you a question. That's phenomenal, Sharon. Oh, girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing. Champagne, my next question for you is, what's the best part about being your own boss? What do you like best about it?
I think for me, the having the freedom of being able to do what I want when I want always been the key for anything in my life. You're not tied to anything in particular, but yet you are destined to know that that needs to be done. So literally, entrepreneurship is the freedom for me of being able to do what I want, when I want, but also having the discipline to know that things need to be done.
Amen. Yeah, she should call a big baller. You know, you got eight children. At what point of your career that you decide, well, conventional jobs, they're not paying enough, you know, because by the time you go to work and get paid from an employer and the money you spent on babysitters or grandma might not want to take care of the kids, when did you feel like, I'm not getting enough money on this job, I got to figure out for myself how I'm going to make money? And when did that epiphany come to you?
I've had that type of mindset my whole life. So it just didn't just happen for me. It progressed and was more so over the years. All my children are adults now. My baby is 19. So literally, I think in the process before I actually start to live my dreams, which was 6 years ago now, I wanted, you know, to be the mother with the picket fence, whatever. And I did all that. You know, I did the American dream. Oh, I was married for a very long time. I have two degrees. I did everything that they say do. And I still felt like there was no real results out of that. And feeling like it was no real results and with being a woman of faith, you know, I started questioning my actions and I started, you know, praying more and writing things down and turned, you know, that doubt into very decisive behavior and finding out what I like and didn't like. Because I think as a mother, we often don't even know what we really like or don't like because we're so prone to people pleasing for the fact of the children. So at the point that I decided to put me first and move ahead, I started seeing that everybody was living their life. I had this one in college, this one worked, this one just graduated. He went off to, you know, trading school, and it was just so much going on, but everybody was doing their own thing, and here I was lost. What am I to do? I no longer have to be here hand in foot for these children. They're leaving the nest. What do I want? And that is when I decided that, you know, now is the perfect time because I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And this is like not my first time of becoming an entrepreneur. I've had failed businesses. So, which is fine. But that feeling I had during that time of entrepreneurship, even when it failed, was a feeling that I wanted to keep.
Okay. Well, Champagne, you have someone who would like to ask you a question. And caller, I'm going to only call out your last four digits. If your digits are 2306, introduce yourself and ask our guests whatever you'd like to say or make a comment.
Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear me loud and clearly.
You can.
Hi, Champagne. How you doing?
Hi, Charnel.
See, I didn't even have to say my name.
Okay.
I just want to congratulate you because, you know, I know you came a long way. So
yes, ma'am.
I take my hat off to you and just say congratulations, even though I done said it 100 times to you already. I'm proud
yes,
of you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Knowing, like you said, I've came a long way. I mean, when I started, I would have never imagined it being this, even though this is exactly where I wanted to be.
Praise God. You got good. When he shows up, he shows out.
Yes, he does he? That grace is something to be unexplained.
Yes, exactly. But, Darnell, is there anything else you'd like to say as shout out to somebody before he goes back to the
this
new
time.
World?
It's Charnel, and I just want to just let her know, just keep doing you. Do you.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
And I will. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right, Darnell, thank you for asking the question. You cannot hit the one again. You'll be off the air. If you want to ask another question, you'll hit the one again. But thank you. And I have a question. You said you was married for a long time. Did your marriage break up because you were so busy creating your wealth stream that you have now? Or was it because sometimes people feel like you don't have no time for me, you're always gone, you're supposed to be my wife. You know, what caused the breakup? You know, because you were doing so many things to be where you are. And I ain't mad at you, but some people need to learn how to support each other, whatever they do.
No, it was more or less we were married young and you outgrow people. And that was pretty much what it was. Like when I started my career, he wasn't a part of it. So we had just outgrew each other. And, you know, there was certain things that I definitely, as you learn what your value is moving forward in your life, that you're not going to accept.
Exactly. I feel you on that one. All right, Chris, I know you got another question over there. If not, I got a whole lot.
Oh, I just wait my turn. All right, well, Champagne, what advice do you have for women who, or young women, or older women, any women, who want to be their own boss? What's the number one advice you could give our listeners out there who want to do what you're doing?
Put God first, and then you.
Amen.
Those are the two elements that will get you everywhere you need to be. You got to believe in you, and you got to put your whatever you want in God's hands, because you can't do it alone. And you have to learn how to stand on your own without anybody cheering for you.
Hmm. All right. So let me ask you a question. I know down here, you know, where I'm at, there's a corporation called Girls, Inc., where young women, you know, they're being taught how to be better and learn trades and stuff. And usually these Girl Inks are females that are had problems at home, so the location is private. And but they come out for different functions, you know, and they chaperone. And who do you be mentoring to? Because you do that as well.
Yes.
So a lot of it's also a mentor.
Yes. A lot of the times, it like Chris was saying, it doesn't matter whether it's older women or younger women. Whoever has the need. I speak at, I've spoken at engagements where there were women conferences. I've also, you know, spoken at smaller events. But whatever the need may be at that moment, God has allowed me to be able to be diverse to the point where I'm able to assist in a lot of areas. So being with that factor, I don't discriminate where I go, what I do, who I mentor to, if I'm not able to assist, because my mentoring comes from experience. It isn't that just that I have an expertise in this. I've experienced it, and I'm a firm believer. I can't speak on anything I haven't experienced.
Yeah. So your television show, is that something that you do every day or week, or is that something that you're behind the cameras opposed to being in front of it?
So my baby, that's my baby, my show, The Goddess. So I've actually created the whole season. Will be in production for the rest of the episodes. We have 2 episodes now on MJO Network on Roku, and mm-hmm. we will be going in production to finish the season. I am so blessed. I'm not writing every day on that note, but I'm writing regularly for other stuff. But as mm-hmm. far as the show itself, I am the creator and the executive producer. A lot of people don't know. Yeah, God is amazing, right?
Yes,
a lot of people don't know that I am a film student at NYU. So I am on both ends of, you know, the stick right now. So I am the writer, creator, and I'm also filming and producing. I'm doing it all right now. That I've been allowed that blessing to be able to sit with all aspects of my production.
So where are you at that you're doing production? What state are you working from?
I live in North Carolina.
Okay.
And my actors, some are from North Carolina, some are from Atlanta, but most of them are from New York, my hometown, Rochester, New York. And
so,
I'm sorry?
They fly in to do the show, you know, act in the
yes.
episode.
Yes, go they
on,
do.
Girl.
Yeah, so we set, you know, a schedule, and they come in, they fly, just like any other production. They come, they fly in, they stay, we film, they go back. But it's been a blessing that we already recorded 2 episodes, and so we're going to finish the season and, you know, move on to the next project.
Ooh, you come out where I'm at, I can be an extra, but I'm not going to say where I live at on the air. But oh, I can be one of the ladies in the crowd.
Awesome.
But anyway,
yes.
Let me use the opportunity now for you to let everyone know, Champagne, what you're doing, how to get a hold of you, you know, about your books, where they at, how much it costs, you know, and we can see what's going on here.
All right, awesome. I can definitely do that. You can reach me on all major platforms, Sharon Champagne Terry, or Authoress Champagne. I'm on IG, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Alignability, You can also go on MJ Own, which is on Roku, and see my miniseries, The Goddess. My books are on Barnes & Noble, Book-A-Million, and Amazon. The Goddess of Lust, Love, and Infatuation is a part of a series, part one and two. I have anthologies with other authors, Dark Memories, and Crossover. And I'm actually getting ready to, me and the other author, getting ready to release part two of Crossover. So I'm very busy nowadays.
That's it, girl. And I'm so glad that God has given you the energy to stay awake to do what you do, because of all things.
Yes.
Girl, I'm surprised you ain't falling asleep at your desk. Why are you typing?
And then you know what? There are days. There are many days like that. But you don't, those are the days I consider that a victory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm working until I can't work anymore. And I cherish those days. Those are the great memories that make you, you know, that makes you that great person that, you know, rise to the top. So I'm grateful for those kind of days.
That's wonderful. I'm so happy for you. I remember back in 2012, before I had my own radio show with Author's Corners, you came on my show and you blessed me. And girl, in that span of time, my God, you have showed up and showed out. Man,
thank you.
Your boss with a capital B. This is a queen. Anybody else know? You better ask somebody.
Absolutely.
I'm so grateful, darling, that you spent this weekend with me, because you could have been somewhere else. You could have been doing something else. I know you're busy, so I'm not going to hold you. And I want to thank your friend who called in to support you. I'm going to open up her mic so they can say some closing words. You'd like to say something, darling? 2306, want to say something? Okay. Your friend, was it Darnell?
Charnel.
I'm sorry, Charnel. Where you at, girl? You got the hands still up, like you got something to say. Well, anyway, Charnel probably went to the bathroom or got something to drink. But
nothing wrong with that.
Huh?
I said there is nothing wrong with that, but I would like to say something before we leave.
I don't
know what anyone's specific problem is or what they're going through, but I know that if you trust in God and you trust that what you want to do is possible, you can make it. There's no limit to what you can do, but you have to believe in you. You don't need a fan base. You don't need anything, because everything will be provided along the way if you trust the process. You have to trust the journey, and you can do it. You will get there. And I just want to shout out, you know, my cast for The Goddess, everybody in Rochester, New York, everybody in Charlotte. Also, I have my own podcast as well on radio, so I will be having you as a guest, Miss Authoress.
We can talk about that.
God is amazing. So, you know, one thing about it, iron sharpens iron.
Ain't that the truth? That's right. It sharpens iron. Yep.
Yes,
and that's
ma'am.
That's what we need to do, be accountable to each other, really, you know. If people don't know, show them the light.
Yes.
You know, so if he was right here with me, I'd give him a big old hug. Say, thank you, darling. I appreciate
yes.
you, champagne. You are definitely a queen, because a queen is very gracious to people that's beneath her. Now, thank you for being gracious to give me some of that precious time to be here on the radio. I love you.
You
that.
Are
you know,
very
you
welcome.
You're always down to earth. Yeah, you're always down
yes.
to earth. That's another thing I like about you. So, Chris, anything you want
thank
to say
you.
To Champagne before we go?
Yeah, just thanks for coming on, and I look forward to hearing your interview with Terry, you know, when the tables are turned. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yes. Yes, you. I will make sure that you're there as well, Chris.
Okay.
Yes, I'll let him know. Well, darling, thank you, and you be safe in this weekend, because I think y'all got snow still in North Carolina. You know, be careful and be safe while you're out there driving all the boats.
Absolutely. Thank you. I truly appreciate that.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.